time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it's not a bad Tuesday afternoon.
It's not a bad duty, but I'm dealing with a crisis, as I told you earlier.
Yeah. You got a mouse in the house. You want to be worried about mice? Yeah. You want Nancy to be, you know, watch the Nathan Lane movie Mousetrap.
Okay.
They literally destroyed their house trying to get this one mouse.
Well, she doesn't.
I think he's one of the funniest people in the
business. And wasn't he also, was he the one, in that movie, was he in the restaurant? He had a restaurant. There was one, I think Nathan Lane was the owner of this fancy restaurant, and the mayor came to dinner and was giving a gourmet dinner, and a mouse came running out, and the mayor had a heart attack and ended his business. Was that the same one?
I'm not sure whether that's the same one. If that was right at the beginning of the movie, maybe, because basically was they moved in his house and there was a mouse.
She can't. She's a mess over this. A mouse.
I have three cats. I don't have to worry about that.
Well, I have a golden doodle who wants to cuddle with them.
Wants to be friends with everyone. Come on in, guys. Come on in.
Anyway, we captured three, and I think that's it. But like I said, she wants to spend a small fortune to hire fumigators. And I said, come on, it's mice. Oh, look at it with their droppings and everything. And I said, I have droppings too.
They're in a different place, thankfully. Yeah.
So anyway, I've been dealing with that. There are other major crises in the world other than that, but this is a top thing for her.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, Juan did a wonderful job this week on the coffee.
He did. I think he got a little bit more rest, so he was doing a little better. I think he got to sleep on the plane.
And with the coffee.
The mule was flying. Very talented mule.
Well, he is smart. He is smart. Anyway, with the price of coffee, and he still comes here and gives us
personal service.
Yeah. He's got to be hurting a little bit. I mean, the profit margins, the prices of coffee are outrageous.
They are.
It really is.
A jar I used to get on sale for anywhere between $6.99 and $9.99 cost $17.99.
Well, he produces coffee, so he's probably loving all this.
So he can afford to give us a break because we're just nonprofit.
Yeah. You know?
It wasn't intended to be that way. It's just how it turned out,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You know, just for, we go to Costco from time to time, and I like to look at the really top prime beef cuts.
Okay.
And I actually, my jaw dropped.
Really?
When I saw, and I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. In my 49 and almost 50 years.
Almost 50. Yeah.
Almost. That's another story. I'll have a highlight an update next week.
Update.
Anyway, a prime filet, $34.99 a pound. $34.99.
I didn't realize we were having a beef shortage here in this country.
Apparently so. I don't know. Well, there's cutback in Canadian beef.
And we get it from Mexico as well.
Yeah.
Because now there's a bull tariff.
A lot of bull. $34.99 a pound for a steak? Now, granted, it's a prime filet,
That's what I expect over at the Diamond Grill, but other than that.
Well, can you imagine how much going out for a steak? If it's $35 a pound and you're going to a restaurant, it's going to be $80, $90 for a filet at a place like the Diamond Grill.
Yeah.
Who doesn't take credit cards?
Yeah, they don't.
I don't think so. I mean, that's.
They did not used to, yeah.
No, I guess. I don't know.
Guess I'll have to empty the bank account. Wife, I've been trying to talk to my wife to go there for several years. Last year I said, honey, it's our anniversary. Let's go. And then to, like 2 weeks ago, we really need to go there.
So she waits till the beef is going through the roof.
And that's when she wants to go there. And then she says, I'll never come here again. I can't enjoy it because the price is so high.
Well, you should enjoy it because the price is too high. That's exactly the reason. This is a kind of a once in a very long time deal, right? I mean, you go.
Right. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you go there?
Not yet.
Oh.
maybe for our anniversary we'll go there.
When's that?
December 4th is the actual day.
You have to look it up?
No, I just have to look to see what day it's on.
Okay.
So it's on, it is December 4th. It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
We could probably do a Thursday.
Yeah. Well, gosh, it just was shocking to me. $35 a pound. Wow. So I would imagine, you know, a place like Diamond Grill, their steaks are probably, you know, when they buy them is that price, right? I mean, they don't get a deal.
I don't think so.
So they have to make a profit. They got to cook it. They have to have a building to maintain and support the staff and everything. And that'd be a $95 steak to make any money.
I can't afford the potatoes.
So anyway, I've only been there a handful of times, and fortunately, I was taken out a few times there, and I didn't have to pay. But a couple times I did, and even 10, 15 years ago, it would be easy to drop if you took three other, you know, I think I took my kids there, Nancy and I and the kids. It was $600.
Yeah.
$600, because everything's a la carte.
Yeah, I think you pretty much expect to pay about $100 a person.
So I had spam for a month after that.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you don't take credit cards, but they'll spam you?
No. I'm saying after paying for that, I didn't have any more money, so I just had spam for the rest.
I like spam. Especially the bacon spam. Have you tried the bacon spam?
No, I haven't.
Oh, try it out. You'll like it.
Yeah.
Try it. You'll like it.
Well, that was one of my dad's favorite. It was kind of a Depression era.
It was
food,
For the world. I think what was made for World War One, essentially first.
I don't know, but you would know because you serve in the First World War?
No, I was a little too old to serve in World War One. They had age limits.
Oh, okay. Spam. And you could buy, like at Costco, you could buy a whole case of it for $9.99. I don't know what's in it. You don't want to really know.
You don't want to know what's in there.
You cook it up and everything.
It's like asking what's in a hot dog. You do not want to know.
Oh, I know. I could tell you a story, but I won't.
Yeah.
All right. So I got that. I mean, the crisis hopefully is over. I'll let you know next week and the audience.
Nancy might let us know. You would never know.
Oh.
She'll be in a couple days.
Yeah, and just ask her about it. Oh, stress. Oh, come on.
No, I don't want to stress that before she reads.
No, all right. No. What do you want to start off with?
I want to say how great it is and how much better we're doing without Joe Flacco.
Well, who we traded? Well, we meaning the Cleveland Browns. I'm not a Cleveland Browns fan. I'm an interested observer. But you know, when we say we're talking about our local professional football team. And it even took the coach by surprise that they traded Joe Flacco, who was going to be the mentor of Dillon Gabriel. So apparently the front office got a call. Let's face it, this division is a mess, other than Pittsburgh. What? They're 4-1.
Yeah.
They've had a bye week, so that's why.
They've had an easy schedule. The fact is, as it gets tougher, it's not as tough as it would have been because they're facing Cincinnati without Burrow. They're facing, they may be facing, Baltimore
without
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they're facing, face Cleveland with a rookie.
Yeah,
but here's the thing.
I can't imagine. At the beginning of the season, that Baltimore would be 1-5. To me, it's mind-boggling with the talent they have on that team. But it just goes to show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The importance of a franchise quarterback. It just,
you know what it also goes to show?
What?
A line that will protect their QB.
Yeah.
And a receiving core that can catch the ball. Yeah. The Gabriel got hit 16 times.
Yeah.
16 times. And you wonder how Joe Flacco did as well as he did. 16 times. He didn't have any interceptions, but they had a few chances. And I'm looking here. What did he say? He said there was, he counted what? 8 dropped passes? Well, 5 dropped passes. Yeah. And then they had, you know, a false start in the illegal formation, you know.
Well,
Kevin's job is on.
Oh, what? Yeah. The ground beneath him is shaking.
It's quicksand soon. It's shaking now. It's turning into quicksand.
And you could question the game plan, Judkins. I mean, the whole team. Well, I got to find it here as far as running goes. The whole team just mustered 55 yards of rushing. 55 yards. Pittsburgh shut down Judkins, and they shut down the rest of the running backs. And so he stopped the running game. He didn't, after they weren't going anywhere, he was trying other things. And 55 lousy yards. That's all the Browns were able to muster.
145 passing.
Yeah.
But again, he was hit 16 times. And then you had those other penalties on top of that. And 5 drop passes. You know, even Joe Flacco, he's too old to get hit 16 times. He wouldn't be getting back up.
That's true. Let me see. I had the wrong one here.
No, actually, it was 65, but yeah.
Where is our Cleveland?
The started at the bottom of the second to last line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But it was 65. It was
65 yards.
That's it.
65, 145, 235. You know, it was a pretty boring game. I mean,
Judkins was 12 carries for 36 yards.
Yeah.
That's what, about 3 yards a carry.
Yeah. Ford was only 2 for 17. Sampson, 3 for 12. You know, you just can't win without a combination of running and passing. I don't know if it's too early to make a judgment on Dylan Gabriel, but the offensive line is a mess.
Well, that's the thing. You can't judge him. Again, he got hit 16 times. That means there were other times he was rushed. And 5 dropped passes. That means they had it in their hands.
Yeah.
It's not that they were incomplete necessarily. I mean, they were incomplete, but they were dropped passes.
You know why? Because he's left-handed. These receivers, please.
The receivers. So they need to change their gloves. Right and the left in the different hands.
This young man is, hopefully we won't ruin him. Well, being the Browns.
Browns are so good at that. Browns are so good at that. And that's why Shadur may be better sitting out as much of the season as he can. But you know what? He got hit 16 times. He's going to get hurt.
Yeah, we lost 23-9, but it seems like it was 65-9.
Yeah, it was never really close.
No, and the drives ended it like we were on the 4-yard line. The Browns were on the 4-yard line and couldn't get it in. They had to settle for a
field goal.
Field goal. The offensive line is, other than Petonio and Conklin got hurt again.
Yeah, hurt again. Concussion. Yeah.
Concussion. So
that means he probably won't play this week.
No. And now you hear rumors that Conklin and Bettino, with the team going nowhere this year.
They're just
going
to retire?
They're going to trade him.
Oh, trade him.
Trade him. Get something from him.
We're not in a rebuild.
Oh, no, it's restructuring.
Yeah.
Restructuring. The, you know, Flacco thing did take me by surprise.
And I listened to Stefanski's conference on that, mm-hmm. and it seemed to take him by surprise too. And basically says, "Well, I got to trust AB. So
Andrew Berry.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, we're talking about.
But
general manager.
So, you know, so even he was caught off guard, and it took away the guy who was going to mentor his QB, his QBs.
It's a mess because you got Dylan Gabriel, rookie. You got Sanders.
Shador Sanders,
yeah. Yeah, him.
Him.
And then you got Zappe.
Zappe, yeah.
Zappe.
And it shocked me that they didn't activate him and make him the second. To be honest with you, that surprised me. Not that he was been a real successful quarterback, but
what's
he's had
his first name?
Zappe. Zappe. It'll come to me.
Yes, good old Zappe.
Yeah. He spent most of his time with New England. He spent one game here, which they lost.
Yeah.
And that was 2 years ago when Flacco, they sat Flacco out for that game before the first playoff game. And you know what? It might have been better for Joe to play because we didn't do so well in the first round of the playoff there.
We don't do well in any situation. I mean, so we've got three quarterbacks, all inexperienced. We being the Broncos. When I say we, it's not me.
It's a general we.
Yes. A general we?
General we.
Wasn't he a...
No, that's General Lee. General Lee.
Okay.
He was a car in the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. General, good old General Lee.
Yeah.
The Browns. The Browns have three inexperienced quarterbacks. They're not going... No franchise in the NFL is going to go far. I mean, there's like an exception from time to time without a franchise quarterback. Baltimore lost their franchise quarterback. They're 1-5. Cincinnati has lost their franchise quarterback, and they're 2-4. We don't have a franchise quarterback, and we're 1-5. The Steelers are 4-1, and they have Aaron Rodgers, who's been in every situation 21 years in the National Football League. So he's had, and he's got a decent line, too. I mean, how far they're going. I mean, I think they're going to clinch.
I think they clinch next week, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, they already had their bye week. They've got to play 2 weeks to clinch.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of predicted that
we both predicted that the Browns would be 5-12. Want to change that?
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, I had them losing to the Steelers this week.
Yeah, because Steelers.
Of course, I thought that we would have Flacco, but you know, Flacco from within a week, we've lost Flacco and Greg Newsom.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to pay him.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't want to pay him.
His came down to pay. Yeah.
They got Tyson Campbell from the Jaguars, and I guess they like him because they know what his market value is going to be for the next 2 or 3 years. I guess Newsom's going to command some bigger money, so, I don't know. Anyway,
you wouldn't want a good defense.
No. Well, the defense isn't bad. I mean, you only gave up 23 points is not a lot in the National Football
League. No.
You should be – but what is it now, seven – I mean, how many games – have the Browns not gotten over 20 points?
It's been 11 straight games.
11 straight games.
Going into the end of last year. 11 straight games.
I mean.
But Joe wouldn't have done any better because if he got hit 16 times, Joe would have thrown it away probably a little quicker is what he would have done.
Yeah.
And maybe not gotten hit. But the five drop passes, we see that every stinking week. Yeah.
Judy missed several passes.
Yeah.
Njoku, he got hurt too. He dropped a couple. I mean, everything has to go the Browns' way to have any chance of winning, like they did in Green Bay. I mean, it's just the defense won. I wasn't here to see it, but I heard
the defense was just
stellar.
Unbelievable.
Job. But how long will the defense say, hey, listen, we're giving 100% here? And we have no chance of winning. Does it eventually affect them?
Sure it does.
Sure it does. It's going to.
Just like you wonder with the Guardians, if they continue not scoring runs, how does that eventually affect the pitching staff?
Well, it has to.
It has to.
I mean,
now, they say it doesn't, but it has to.
Well, Yeah, because the pitching said, gosh, I got to go out there and shut this other team down because we're not going to get any more
if
runs.
If I give up one more run, that we won't win. Yeah. You know, it's got to be a mindset.
Yeah.
And that puts extra pressure on them, makes it a little harder to.
They were incredible during that last month of September. I mean, absolutely incredible. We could talk about the Guardians a little bit later, but you're right. It's the same thing that applies to the defense.
Right.
Miles Garrett, he hasn't said anything yet. You know, he's starting to.
He's starting to grumble a little bit.
Yeah.
He's starting to grumble.
Would they be better off knowing that they have to have a restructuring? I mean,
they promised him that they wouldn't restructure.
Well, they are.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. That had to be, he must be a little upset that Flacco was traded. I mean, he was kind of the guy mentoring the two younger quarterbacks, or Zappe.
Brad Zappe.
Zappe. Brad. Newsom, too. Newsom.
Brad. It was Brad.
Brad Zappe.
Brad Zappe.
Isn't that Spanish for shoes?
Old shoes, I think, yeah. Brad Zappe is Spanish for old shoes, yeah.
So, you know, we knew going into this schedule that it would be tough. It would be tough.
Yes, we knew it, which is why we picked different games, a couple different games, but that's why we went for 5-12.
Well, I think we're the same now.
And I don't think that
– We're 5-1-5, and I think that's what we have,
yeah.
Right? Now –
Because I expected them to win the Cincinnati game, which they should have.
Yes, they should have.
You know, and I did not expect them, any stretch of imagination, to beat Green Bay, and they did.
It's just, they had a good game.
They had a great game.
Yeah.
They had a great game.
Well, the defense did. But you can't win.
We don't have a franchise quarterback, and we don't have an offensive line, and we don't have receivers that can catch you the ball.
Well, that's a problem.
How's that?
That's
you
a
know,
problem.
That even if you had a mediocre quarterback, but you had a strong line and ball guys, you're not going to go to the Super Bowl. You may not make the playoffs, but you're going to win as many games as you lose or maybe even a couple more. But we don't have that. We have complete inexperience, and I don't want to put down Gabriel because I think defending teams are going to be doing that instead. They're going to be planning this guy every chance they get.
Oh, yeah, they're going to rush him. They're going to rush him big time. Obviously, it worked.
His first week when they were in London, he didn't look as bad because we had a running game. We had a guy that ran for over 100 yards.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference.
I heard it was with the fish and chips.
Was it the fish and chips?
Yeah,
bring Arthur Treacher's in. Let's go.
There's still one left.
There are two left. There's one.
Oh, they won one.
I think up around Shaker Heights or something. They opened one. So yes. So there's one.
That used to be a nationwide chain.
It did. I was a fry chef for one.
Oh, were you?
The one in Fairlawn.
Like,
yes.
You were like a SpongeBob for SquarePants.
I wouldn't quite say that, but okay.
Well, SpongeBob SquarePants is a fry cook.
Okay.
For that restaurant. I can't believe that cartoon has been successful, but it's a multi-$100 million industry.
The kids fell in love with it. Yeah,
it's just.
And they had Ernest Borgnine. How could you lose?
Who?
Ernest Borgnine was one of the voices.
Oh, SpongeBob?
Yes.
Well, he's dead.
Wait, I said he was. I didn't say he is. He was.
It's been around that long.
Oh yeah.
Ernest Borgnine was one of the. He wasn't SpongeBob.
No. He was. Was it one of the captain characters or something?
Yeah. So they have two of them now. They did have good fish and chips. They really did.
They did. Yeah. And the hush puppies were wonderful.
Yeah.
And the secret, since there's so few left, I can tell you, was the peanut oil it was cooked in.
Peanut oil.
That was it.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't
tell anybody.
I won't tell anybody. Nah. I'm just telling you. You're the only one I'm telling.
All right. So that makes the fish and chips at Arthur Treacher's. Of course, Arthur Treacher's wasn't he a butler?
He was an actor.
An actor.
And many times playing a butler, yes.
Butler, yes. And he was a co-host on some show, wasn't he? Like Merv Griffin or something like that?
Yeah, for a while. Well, I think it was Merv Griffin. Yeah.
Some older friends of mine have told me that. some very, very older.
And basically they used his, oh, here, Encyclopedia Spongebobbia. Let's see. Oh, I don't want that. Get back here. Ernest Borgnine. I'm an adult. Okay. What, they have different answers for that? Look, he was Mermaid Man from 1999 to 2012.
Wow. I didn't know he was around.
So that was 13 years. He was, yeah. Mermaid Man. And then in 2024, last year, he used archive recordings to insert him into a newer one.
Well, AI could probably,
AI could do that.
Yeah. Wow. Whew. Well, they should have brought a whole bunch of fish and chips.
Yep, he was in the movie Marty and All Quiet on the Western Front and Mikhail's Navy, but his greatest claim to fame is SpongeBob. Mermaid Man on SpongeBob.
That's been around since 1999?
At least that. That's when he became the character.
Wow. Huh. Well, anyway, it's a multi-million dollar, genre of cartoons, right? I mean.
Yes. Yeah.
Because my, a friend of mine has a granddaughter who just watches. She's 12, and she just goes over to his house and watches SpongeBob all the time.
Anyway. On the SpongeBob channel, yeah.
They probably have a SpongeBob channel.
They probably do.
Anyway, you can find it almost 24/7 on some TV. If you, one episode they stop, they go find another channel, it'll be on.
Yeah, there. And, yeah.
Anyway, so they needed fish and chips to help Jenkins, but so the running game was bad, the passing game was bad, the defense was okay, but the defense knows that they can't give up any runs because, or points, because the offense won't be able to muster anything. So it's a bad situation, and I don't think either Barry or Stefanski, if this continues, will survive after this year. I can't.
Can you justify it? Before we say, well, this guy was coach of the year twice in what, about 6 years? Twice, well, in about 6 years.
Yeah, but that was yesterday. And yesterday's gone. So, yes. Now is it all his fault? He's got to work with the talent that they give him, right?
Right, he does.
And he's got to be frustrated that his players are dropping passes. Mm. He doesn't have a quarterback. At least Flacco was there to help him guide these young men. He's gone.
Bailey Zappi. I'm sorry.
Bailey.
Bailey
Good
Zappi.
Old Bailey Zappi. Good old, that's right. I knew it. I just knew
I
it.
I thought of the Irish cream, and there he is.
Yeah, you know? Yes. Boy, I like that, too. Coffee? A little bit of Irish. I mean, Bailey's
Irish cream, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's not good for you, but it's good stuff. Nothing really.
If it's good, if it tastes good, it can't be good for you. That's what I always say.
Yeah. I mean, I love red cake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Red velvet cake. Oh, yeah. Ooh. You got the cream cheese in
there.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah. But it's bad for you.
What?
Yeah, my wife makes the icing with butter. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really good, too. No calories in that.
No.
So
wait a second. I'm listening to my arteries harden right here.
So it's no surprise we lost to the Steelers, but and the fans.
Well, we both expect, again, if they're going to win, they're going to win at home against the Steelers. They're not going to go into Pittsburgh right now and beat them.
No, they do have a chance because the Dolphins they're playing next week are not very good. I don't know what their record is because they don't have the standings in front
they
of them.
They don't.
The Beacon didn't have the extra sports edition that I normally follow on our show, but for some reason it was cut off today. But anyhow, I know
the Dolphins
are
1-5.
Yeah. So we got 2 1-5 teams coming together. That's going to be really – I'm sure the networks are going to put that on prime time.
Yeah, I think they're going to hide it on another channel.
Yeah,
they have scored 134 points and allowed 174. So their defense is not good.
Dolphins,
yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're going to win on Sunday's game. I mean, that coach is in trouble too. He had them in the
Spinoza,
whatever that guy's name. Yeah, they fired Flores not too many years ago, and he had a decent record. Now this guy is he's on shaky ground.
The team, the worst team, the only team without a win. Take a guess.
Oh, I know this. The only team. Is it the Jets?
It is the Jets. Yes. They're 0-6, and they've scored more points than the Browns have.
We play them too, don't we?
We do play them.
Yeah, yeah. Way away.
Yeah.
And so we got the Dolphins coming up at home, and then the Patriots. You know, I thought that was going to be a close game.
I don't think so now.
With Vrabel,
we talked about Vrabel really getting them in high gear.
Yeah, and so. That's going to be a very tough situation. The Jets, but you've got, this was based on Flacco being your quarterback.
Yes.
You got Dillon Gabriel, and he's, you know, he's got more experience as a college quarterback than any player in history.
Right.
Right. He played so for 6 years because of COVID, but he's going to learn the game. If they trade some of those offensive linemen, they don't have anything to back that up. I mean, where are they going to get these guys?
They're going to get them off of people's practice squads is what they're going to do.
So what happens, a lot of fans focus in on the skilled positions, the quarterback, the running back, the wide receiver, the tight end, But the offensive line is the backbone of any
offense.
That's
what makes everything work.
Yeah. If you don't have a good offensive line, of course, the tight end is part of your offensive line. But if you don't have opening the holes for your running back, protecting the quarterback in the passing game, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
And between injuries, some of these guys are getting old, like Patino. He's been around a long time. Coughlin keeps getting hurt. They've traded away a couple guys that are doing well elsewhere. And because of money concerns, it's like the kicker. They don't want to pay kickers anything, but it comes down, I think, a couple of games on Sunday were determined as time expired to win the games. Pay these guys. I never understood the logic of it. But the offensive line.
Well, and if somebody drafted a kicker, that team got laughed at.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe that thinking's changing. But the offensive line is key. And, Judkins can't run a lot if there's no holes to run through.
Right.
And Gabriel's been pressured. And don't you think. You know, the Dolphins, the Patriots, everybody we play is going to
is going to be going after him.
Yeah.
Because why? Because they don't have a,
they don't have a line. No, I mean, Conklin and Bettino can only handle a couple of defensive players coming through, right? Rushing.
Yeah.
The other ones are, and when it's a mess. I'm telling you, a mess.
Yep. And that's, one thing I was concerned about before the season even started, I said, we haven't done anything for offensive line. And last year, our line was injured and hurt and people out. And yet they just said, okay, well, we're going to cross our fingers and hope it's better this year. That was exactly their stance.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to cross our fingers and hope they're better this year.
Well, we had a Hall of Fame offensive tackle, during the one in what 30, how many games did they lose? 1-31 season.
Joe Thomas.
Joe Thomas. We had Joe Thomas, but he can't do it all by himself.
No.
And he still made it to the Hall of Fame. That's how good he was.
Yes.
I just don't know the direction. And it's year after year after year after year.
Well, it's like,
I'm glad I'm not a Browns fan. I'm an interested observer, but they have to be the best fans in the world.
That they are.
To keep continually supporting
this mess.
This product.
This mess.
And I guess Cincinnati called say, hey, we're just desperate for a quarterback. And I know you're not going to get anything from anybody else for Flacco. We'll give you a fifth or sixth round draft pick. Okay. And off he goes. And he didn't do a bad job against Green Bay. But again,
he
quarterback scored, is scored such an important points. Position.
I'm just looking here. Is he had 20 first downs, 268 net yards. He had 213 passing yards. Mm-hmm. They had 55 yards rushing. So that was the 55 maybe that you originally saw. Yeah. But 213 passing. But when you look, again, Green Bay is right now one of the top tier teams.
Yep.
And they had 153 yards on the ground. They beat their yards by 100. And they beat their passing yards, but only by what? 43 yards.
I watched part of that game. It was a competitive game. And it gave them a chance.
It gave
them a chance.
I have to admit, I did not get to see any of the Browns game. I had taped it, but I was in a play Sunday afternoon, and so I got home, and last night I got to be about 7 o'clock. I said, okay, I'm going to turn on the Browns game, and I knew what it was because I kind of was watching in between things and could see the score. Well, because I knew what the score was, my wife thought I had watched it, and she erased it before I got a chance to watch it. And I should have said thank you. You know, I kept saying it's okay, it's okay. No, it's not. I shouldn't do that. But it just saved me actually another, because zipping through commercials, an extra hour of frustration.
Yeah,
it saved me. But
You didn't miss much.
I didn't.
You know, Pittsburgh did what they needed to do to win, scoring points.
At one point, it was 9-3.
Yeah,
it was going into the half. It was 9-3.
Yeah, something.
And so it was like four field goals is all there was the whole game.
Yeah,
which means the defense up to that point was doing its job. Then they scored a touchdown in the third quarter and a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and we're not coming back from that.
No. So there's no quarterback on the horizon other than Shakir Sanders. I don't think they're going to give up on Dylan Gabriel yet. I hope not.
Here's the thing. If Stefanski is gone.
Oh, they're not going to get rid of him until after the season.
No, but I mean, if he's gone, what does that mean for Gabriel next season? It's not really fair because Gabriel does not have a line or people that can catch the doggone ball.
Well, they were hoping. Well, obviously, this is the theory. I guess they're going to throw Dylan Gabriel in and see how they do. If they don't do well, their number one priority in the draft next year is a quarterback. However, all these hyped up quarterbacks
are not doing well.
I was amazed.
Look at this Arch Manning.
Arch Manning is not doing well.
Junior, whatever.
Yeah. G.J. Langway from Florida is not doing well. Drew Allar from Penn State is doing so bad his coach was fired.
Okay.
James Franklin, been around since 2014. That man, James Franklin. Now, I wish I had a job like this. He was fired midseason, Penn State head coach.
Okay.
Been around. He had a 104 win, 45 loss record. Very competitive team for years and years. But they fired him. He's still owed $50 million. And he's not going to work. $50 million.
You know, the Browns are still either paying or on the books for salary cap. Seven quarterbacks for the Browns. Seven of them.
Oh, we forgot about, maybe they should bring Watson back in.
Oh, he's saying that he wants to come back in.
Well, they won't let him in.
He says, he's not ready to practice.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what they're going to do. They'll let him sit this year. And when they bring in a new coach will say, okay, we got our guy back. And maybe six games and he'll get hurt and he'll be done.
I don't think Watson's going to ever see a snap again.
If he had this present, we're still paying for him. And if
we got another year.
Actually. Right. And if Stefanski is gone, don't be surprised if you see him be the starter next year.
I would be surprised.
At this point, I wouldn't.
Well, how?
This team.
I mean, the owner says we swung and lost with him.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants him back either, but It's a mess. I mean, you've got, so even if Gabriel doesn't, we still have a lot more season to go. Let's face
we
it.
Do. We
have,
do.
What, 11 more games.
But if you can't protect the quarterback and you can't catch the ball, would drop passes means it was in their hands.
Yeah. So
I don't know how to emphasize that more.
Well, so you got Dylan Gabriel. We'll see how he does or Sanders does the rest of the year. If they don't do well, their priority is to get a one in the draft. But that doesn't mean, I mean, none of these guys are, you know, I finished with Cade Klubnik from Clemson, just to name a few. None of these have really done well this year.
No, this is supposed to be a great draft for quarterbacks, and it's not turning out so as the season plays out. They're about as disappointing as Bill Belichick is down in North Carolina.
What is his record now?
I don't know if he's got any wins at all.
I think he has one.
Maybe one. When they played some little school.
What a mess that is, too, right? Yeah. Well, it's going
to. And he's got a guaranteed contract, too, by the way. So, and they pushed a guy out to get him in there.
Yeah.
And actually, the guy who they pushed out had a far better record than what Belichick has.
Well, he's got to. He's got to recruit better, I guess. I don't care.
I was sitting in the sports program yesterday morning, and I was going over the top 25, and the Alabama got by, but only like 2 or 3 points. Mm-hmm. And that's why Nick Saban left. The portal and the fact that you're paying players now, you can bribe players. I mean, he was getting like 4-star recruits he was turning down. And now they'll go in there or play somewhere a year and then go into a portal to see who's going to pay them the most to come play.
Yeah.
And that has completely changed the whole complex of college football.
Oh, it's
that Alabama, right. Who was, if Saban were still there, he wouldn't be doing much better than what they're doing now.
No, it's changed the whole complexity of college sports.
The only one it doesn't seem to affect is the Ohio State University at the moment.
Yeah, well, he can go undefeated, but if he loses to Michigan, he should be fired.
Yeah. Idiots. That's what they were saying last year, then he won a national championship.
Yeah, well, You still had people wanting him fired because he lost to Michigan.
What morons? People are morons.
Yes.
Fans are morons.
I know. Anyway, well, that's why they're fans.
Yes.
So anyway, they're doing extremely well, and I can't see them, anybody. Well, there's always upsets.
Every week there are upsets, yes.
But Michigan beat.
Michigan got beat.
It got beat.
That team up north, yeah.
Yeah, and Penn State lost to Northwestern. That was the end of him.
Yeah.
I don't know what does that do any good? Firing a coach in the middle of the season. They're not going to do any better with him not there. You're paying him. You got to pay him $50 million. Where is this? This money is just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, listen, I'm all in favor of people getting paid for what they do. I mean.
Yeah, yes, you are.
But does it have an effect on a quarterback knowing, hey, listen. Like Arch Manning, he's making $7 or $8 million a year as the quarterback for Texas. Now, if he doesn't do well, maybe that goes away. I don't know how it all works, does that have an effect? Hey, I don't really have to win. I'm making $7 million a year.
And I don't have to go in the NFL to make that money.
But I think the goal of every major college quarterback is to get to the pros. I guess we'll see how that all works out, but
he will get drafted, but it might not be a top draft pick like he was supposed to be.
Yeah. Well,
doesn't mean the Browns won't take him.
Well, that's the quandary they're in. So,
you know,
even if they draft a top-notch quarterback, it's going to take that quarterback some time. I guess that's the argument the Browns have for Gabriel.
Right.
Give this young man time.
And here's what I was even thinking about Shador. He actually would give them a different dimension because he also was a guy that can pack it and run. That might give your offensive line a little bit more breathing room because they can't just rush him, knowing that they come this way, he's gonna tuck and run
you
and
know,
go in a different direction.
I don't know. I mean, they had the reporter from the Lorraine Chronicle on, and Gabriel is supposed to be even more mobile than Sanders.
Sanders?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Sanders has a dynamic that would and I'm sure he'll end up starting a game because you can't get hit 16 times a game.
No.
And not get hurt eventually.
Right. And that's what I said. He's going to get in there. And most people are saying, yeah, at some point down the road, he is going to start a game or two for this team. Again, if nothing else, to see what he's got. But again, if you do nothing for this offensive line, and the only place they're going to get them is off of somebody's practice squad. Nobody's going to trade you a starting offensive lineman.
They're too valuable.
They're too valuable to your team. Yeah. Absolutely.
But you may get something for Bitino and Conklin, but I don't know what. Or even the center. I forgot to say.
But mid-season, you're going to bring in a bunch of guys who could only make practice squads to take over? Is that going to help your?
Of course not. Look at the ones they do have that are on the line that aren't. It's a patchwork. It's a patchwork of really good two or three, but you have to have five, six outstanding offensive linemen in order to be successful. So you can have a running game. And hopefully Conklin has a minor concussion.
But chances are he won't be playing this week.
That's a pretty good chance. Yeah.
A pretty good chance. I mean, you can be out for 3 to 4 weeks with a concussion, depending on how you how you pass the protocol.
The only and it's just the only scenario that's decent for the Browns is that this division, the AFC North, is so bad. I mean,
that the like Steelers are leading.
The Steelers are leading, right? Four and one. But if Lamar comes back, Jackson, will the Ravens take off? Who knows? Joe Burrow comes back. He's not due back for another 2 months.
Yeah.
And they'll be so far behind. You may only have Pittsburgh representing the AFC North in the playoffs when it end of the season.
And they're going to be exactly what Pittsburgh fans are ticked off about. They've been there, last 4 or 5 years? And always get beat in the first round.
Yeah.
I don't see Steelers going stronger than one round because a lot of it's because of who they beat. They're not playing tough competition. They will because we all play the same teams this year. Mm-hmm. But again, our own division is so weak. It's not like they're as challenged as they might. If they were challenged stronger, that would help build them and probably into a better team.
Yeah.
But they're not really being challenged in many ways.
No. Well, It's interesting. It's just, if you were to tell me that Baltimore would be 1-5 at this time of the year, I would say, well, Jackson must be hurt, and he is.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, I mean, they're 2-4. They're 2-4. Burrow's is
since he's had are notorious for slow starts of the season, Then Joe kicks it in.
But Joe's not there. You got another Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know if the talent is there for the Browns to have a rebound of any kind.
I would say not.
If they lose to Miami, I'm telling you, the critical point for Stefanski is if he survives the bye week.
Yeah, because we play Miami. Is that
Miami? We got the Patriots after that. But if he,
well, I got news for you. Patriots was a game, one of those games I was originally planning on. Not the way Vrabel's got them playing. They won yesterday, but I think they beat up on Miami. Was that who it was? I'm looking here.
They beat up on New Orleans.
Oh, okay. The Chargers beat up on. Oh, actually, they beat up Miami. Played a 27-29 loss. Nolens.
They're not very good either.
No, they're not.
But,
25-19 though, you know,
hey, on any given Sunday, right? That's the old saying. On any given Sunday, a team can beat.
If they don't beat Miami next week. then I'm not going to hit my 5 wins.
Yeah. Well, I got them winning. I got them winning.
Well, so did I. So we'll that was before we have the mess we have.
I think they will. I think they will. I don't know why, but I think they will.
I go with your hopes.
All right. A little bit of baseball?
Sure.
Well, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the game that clinched between Detroit and Seattle. It went 15. I watched every inning. I stayed up to over till 1:15 a.m. to watch that. That game was an epic game. And it's a shame somebody had to lose, but and the way they lost it was interesting. But what a game! And I think Seattle lost to Toronto on the first game, but that's going to be an interesting series, I think. And Toronto has a lot of both of those teams. You got Josh Naylor for Seattle, and you got two or three players for Toronto that are Cleveland players.
Yeah, Bieber started for Toronto already.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, of course.
We paid him most of the year and didn't play him.
Not only did we pay him, we rehabbed him. We did all, because they knew they weren't going to, knew they weren't going to be able to re-sign him. And
what did we get for him?
A sack of potatoes.
A catcher's mitt and a sack of potatos?
We got some talent. Not, you know, it could be a good trade.
Oh, we got some prospects.
Yes. With positive upside.
That's what I was waiting for.
And then you got, Los Angeles and Milwaukee. Milwaukee looks pretty impressive too. So anyway, there was 37 strikeouts in that game that between Seattle and Troy. It was just an outstanding. I was just going to turn it in. Boy, this is
good. Too good to turn it off.
Too good. 1:15. I don't know last time I stayed up till 1:15 a.m. to watch anything, but I did, and. I don't know if I have a favorite in the Seattle, Toronto. I guess Toronto. I don't know why. Both of those teams have not been in it for such a long time. So
yeah, that's true.
I don't want the Dodgers.
You're not really opposed to either one of those two.
No.
It was nice to see.
I wanted the Cubs to get in again, but they lost some. Milwaukee, I'm sure the TV execs want the Dodgers, no matter what happens.
Sure they do.
They want, and we'll see what happens there.
So who are the Dodgers playing?
Milwaukee. Yeah, for the
Let's have a Milwaukee Seattle World Series
or Milwaukee Toronto, right?
Yeah.
One team is in Canada.
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, hey, and they charge tariffs for having the team come over here to play
each time they cross the border. Yeah,
yeah. But the future of the Guardians, they've got to get some. We have given them accolades because of the way they finished the season, right?
Grittiness, the guards ball.
Yeah. You know who does not like to use the term guards ball?
Besides Mike Hargrove? What?
No, Tom Hamilton.
He doesn't like to
use it. He doesn't like to say it's baseball. It's not guards ball. He said this on the air. It's not guards ball. It's baseball. And the guards ball thing is... I guess it's fine, but it's not. It's baseball, not guards ball. And I was surprised that he would say that.
I am surprised too.
Yeah, but
because it's baseball, but it's a different kind of baseball brand than most teams are playing.
Well, I mean, come on, everybody plays a form of what they play. Yeah. We have to play small ball, which is baseball.
I'd rather call it guards ball than small ball.
I kind of like the guards ball thing. I was just surprised that Tom Hamilton didn't like the term that much. But they've got to.
Did he say "get off my lawn" now? I don't know.
I don't know what they're going to do to boost their offensive production. I really don't. And they got some young talents in the minor league. I just wish they would. Some good prospects. Well, that's all they have. I mean, but the last few years, they paced together teams that are competitive between
they won
Francona
division.
And Vogt. They do a good job of because of the pitching. But
yeah.
Eventually, you're right, which pains me to say it.
It does. I know.
That the pitching is not going to be able to hold out every game.
I'm going to keep the recording.
No, are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
It self-destructs in 30 seconds. And I'm interested to see if they're going to, this new minority owner that will eventually become the majority owner over the Dolans will put some cash into getting.
Well, and that's the only way you're going to get hit.
Not a washed up. That's what they do. They get a washed up
guy who
former was, power hitter yep, that, yep. that comes in here and doesn't do a very good job. What, are they going to re-sign Lane Thomas? I don't know. David Fry? He did have to have surgery.
He did.
Yeah, for deviated septum because he got hit. There's a lot of question marks on this team as far as are the youngsters, just because they played well in a few games, are they really the answer? I don't know. Pitching is outstanding, and they're going to get some relief again next year when some of these guys get healthy. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see what the offseason brings. And we have to know what's going to happen to Class A.
Yeah.
And Ortiz doesn't appear that they may ever be back because of the so-called gambling thing. And
Ortiz is over two stinking pitches, and they still can't decide what or what not to do.
Maybe of the two. Ortiz comes back.
Which is the least important of the two.
But actually, they have to have the who, what, where, when, and how these guys did this gambling stuff.
Profited from it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe that's what's taking so long. They can't find a way that Ortiz profited from it.
So what do you do? You can't keep paying him for nothing forever.
Yeah, and
I don't know how Major League Baseball can force the Guardians to, Class A is making $7 million a year.
They're under contract and a guaranteed contract. They have, as long as they're not, if they were taken by the team and not worse than suspended, then they wouldn't probably have to pay them. Probably.
But
the fact is, they have to continue to pay these guys. When they can't even play. Now, supposedly in the off season, the winter ball, they can work out with the team. But when it comes to spring, they probably can't.
Yeah,
well, but again, we're heading close for Ortiz, close to 6 months since he was suspended over two pitches.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And what do they have on Class A?
Has anybody mentioned anything more than that on Ortiz? No.
There's been nothing. It's been so contained as far as the facts go that I don't know what's going on. I really don't know. But that's a big question mark, too. That would have helped, certainly, having
Class A. Yeah. It certainly would have helped.
Oh, well, there's so much more to talk about this week. But you know what? You blab so much. You went off the track again about Archer Creatures.
I would just give it the facts, ma'am.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Why was the baby jalapeno shivering?
It was chilly?
You got it. He was a little chilly. All right, you got that one. I ran out of toilet paper.
Uh-oh.
The times are rough.
Ooh, they are.
Times.
I like that one. Yeah. All right. I have to go check our toilet paper situation now. And so we'll see
everyone. The New York Times around?
No. Beacon Journal, that's even rougher. We'll see everyone next week.
Especially the E edition.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See everyone next week.